This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I have quite a few stories, but I'm going to call back with a lot of the other creepier ones. I'm going to start with the one that started everything. I was really little. I was maybe about 5 or 6. At the time, I was living in Jackson, and we meaning my family, had lived in this house in Jackson for years. I had been living there since I was born, and we lived there until I was about 14 years old. And from that time, just in that time period that we were there, stuff got real dark real fast. And we were told by pastors, priests, that it was evil and it was dark and that we needed to either get out or get some kind of help. But it didn't start off mean. Now, when I was really little, when I was like 5 or 6, I had left my, like, a teddy bear or, like, a blanket or something down in the basement where we were playing. And I had asked my brother and his friend to come downstairs with me because I was super freaked out in the basement. I never went down there by myself. I asked them to come downstairs with me to come get it. So we go to the stairs, we turn the light on, and there's, like, that patch of light that when you turn the light on from the hall, it just extends so far and then just cuts off. I had a little Tonka truck that was sitting there in the light. And as we're walking down the stairs, we hear a rocking horse, like an old rocking horse with the metal springs and everything. We heard that start rocking, like, violently, like, not, like, back and forth, like, violently, like, it was shaking. And that Tonka truck that was sitting in the light, that had moved all by itself from the light into the dark where you couldn't see it anymore. And then what we saw was one of our remote control cars. We thought that its headlights had turned on, but we saw two red lights underneath a table that we had left these cars. Now, scared shitless, we run back upstairs and we said, forget it. And then the next morning, my brother and I went downstairs to go grab my stuff, and that Tonka truck was there or whatever, and we went to go look at the remote control cars, and those cars were not under that table. There was nothing underneath that table. And we had gone to ask my parents, and we're little, so mind you, they're going to try to make sure that I'm not, like, scared or anything. So they basically told me that it was nothing. You were seeing stuff. You and your brother are imagining things. Don't worry about it. There's nothing here. And I tried to tell them, well, these lights turned on, those cars aren't there, did you guys move them? They're like, no, we haven't even been in the basement. But we used to see, like, shadow figures. The main one that we would see was, like, we had all seen it. It was a little boy. And you could make out its distinct figure. It was definitely a boy. He would stand around corners and kind of, like, peek around the corner and stare at you. He would, like, run from room to room, but it wasn't running. You didn't hear footsteps. You would just catch it off the corner of your eye, and you would look, and you would see it looked like someone was, like, jumping from one bedroom to the next, and it was made the hair on the back of your neck stand up, give you chills. It was pretty freaky. That's my first story. Not that scary, but like I said, I'll get into the crazy stuff a little bit later. I'm hoping to become an EPP soon. I just recently discovered your show about 2 weeks ago when I started my new job, and I've been catching up on older episodes, and I am addicted. The work day flies by, and it's great. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Love the show. It's fantastic. I appreciate that you guys have a podcast dedicated to real stories from people that have been through some pretty creepy shit. So thanks, guys.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.